All right, guys, we're sitting here with Clay and Jeremy of Foxbat, Louder Than Life 2023 here on NewPodNotFest.com. Guys, how are we today?
Doing great.
Doing real well.
Very good, man. So this being a new metal podcast, man, do you guys have any history in new metal growing up, listening to it, things like that?
It was my entire listening discography growing up and still to this day, essentially. Right.
I heard a No Niño song come on earlier that I haven't heard in 15 years. I was like, dude, yes, absolutely.
Here we go. All right, well, let's dive into the new bracket challenge. Everybody's been doing it, so we'll just do it Elite Eight style. You guys are from Kentucky. You know basketball brackets. Korn versus Limp Bizkit right off the bat.
This is a tough one because, like, Korn was the first one that I really got into, but you can't argue with John Otto taking him to the Matthews Bridge.
Well, like, there you go.
I got to go with Korn just because I'm a bass player, and while I may not mimic his style at all, I had a lot of inspiration from him growing up.
Right.
I'll go Korn.
So I got one for Korn, one for Limp Bizkit. All right, Deftones versus Disturbed.
It's Deftones. There's no discussion. You don't get to answer.
It's Deftones.
I'm sorry, you're not getting
it. Yeah, it's got to be Deftones. System of a Down, Linkin Park.
System of a Down?
System of a Down.
All right. That's always a good one. It's funny interviewing bands over the years how much Linkin Park is an influence and kind of a gateway band. But yeah, in this bracket challenge, System has taken them in this bracket challenge. Slipknot versus Evanescence.
Slipknot. It's got to be Slipknot.
Iowa was one of my favorite records of all time, Slipknot.
All right, so we're going to go back to the final four here. So we've got a Korn versus Deftones.
Deftones.
Yeah, still Deftones.
And then a Limp Bizkit versus Deftones.
Deftones.
All right.
Deftones.
All right, and then we've got a System versus Slipknot.
Slipknot.
Yeah, Slipknot.
All right, Deftones versus Slipknot this for the championship.
This is where you put me in an uncomfortable situation, and I don't appreciate it. If I'm saying new metal, then I got to go Slipknot.
That's a decent point, yeah. Okay. And I would probably have picked Slipknot anyway, just by a hair, but I would, yeah.
I think
like that's rough because it's Deftones took that left turn. That's amazing, but you know Slipknot kind of kept going that away.
Yeah, well, Deftones kind of had that thing where they influence new metal bands, they influence shoegaze bands, they influence djent bands. That you know, their family tree is so vast.
I mean, Loathe is a deathcore band that just got clear amazing Deftone influence in them. Yeah. So
there we go. All right, well. You guys are from Louisville, playing Louder Than Life. I mean, and you know, decent time slot, and everything else. Like when I saw it pop up, you know, knowing you guys, following the band, like I was like a little proud Papa moment, man. I'm glad you guys are on the bill and all that good stuff.
Dude, we either the fates love us or the festival loves us. Regardless, we're stoked and grateful. Yeah. Like it rules.
Yeah, I can't say anything else. This is just crazy to have driven past this for so many years, and then now I'm. Got an artist band on. It's crazy.
It's funny. I've noticed some of the local bands that maybe in the past didn't play this were kind of like, oh, Louder Than Life, no. But then now it's like, hey, we love that Louder Than Life. It's great.
Dude, I eat Louder Than Life for breakfast. It's they built it in a cool way, and obviously we're biased because we're on it now. But like in general, the way that they've ramped it up and expanded each year, it's obvious it was with like specific. A game plan in mind, so it's like we're stoked.
Was the Louder Than Life, was this the vote that came down to one vote?
One vote. Dude, it was the roughest one because we had to go against two homies, Isolator and Hollow Valley, who were both like incredible bands. And I would argue that if they were in different brackets, like they would also be playing like this weekend. So it's like, yeah, we shout out to those bands because they both rule hard, and they should also be playing
Well, I think I voted for you guys, so I'm the one vote. So
we're giving Toomey. We're here right here. Toomey got
all right,
the one
so
vote.
Latest single, Swarm Weather, man. You know, tell me about it.
That's more on you than me.
We finally got off our label, and now we're back to being an independent band and stoked. So we're just doing kind of whatever we want. So we're like, fuck it, let's drop a single. Let's get back to being fun. Because our last record was a great record, but it was a sad record.
Right.
So like we're trying to like go back to just fucking good times. So Swarm Weather is just like it's a conversation on like where we fit in the music industry, which may or may not be at all. But it's the goal with the video, everything is fun. So.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, Clay, Jeremy, Foxbat, thanks for taking some time here. NewPodNotFest.com. Thanks, guys. All right, we're gonna hold hands out. All right, thanks.